afilu baal v'nichta ishtoi. The same thing when you get married and your wife brings in a lot of nechosim, you get it all of a sudden a lot of nechosim, so there shouldn't be an ayin hara when you lose it. The same thing you should do with bar mitzvah with the money of it. Well, at least with some of the money of it. Rav Rama Rava says, afilu ev ovat iskov ravach, afilu yistam did a business deal and you made a lot of profit from it, the same thing. So people shouldn't give you an ayin hara. You should spend some money and do mitzvahs with it. Even if you found a mitzvah, you found something that people lost, and you picked it up, and you found a lot of money, if you want to keep it, do it by mitzvah. If you just write a tefillin with this money, that's also good. Means, if even though you need this tefillin, even though you're doing the mitzvah for yourself, still, if you do a dvar mitzvah with the money that you received, you'll be miskayim, the rest of it will stay by you. The Yomer Abchon and Vitemer Rabbi Chanino. Maikro, where's the pasuk for this Yisoid? Dagrashi says, Dal Yidei, the Oved Bo Mitzvah, Mekayimah Biyodei. What's the right if you do a mitzvah with some of the money, you'll be able to be zeicha to keep the rest of it? The Yisiv, the pasuk says, Vayido Yisrael Neder. Has Yaakov Avinu made a neder? So Rashi says, that Vechramti Loshin Hegdish. That he gave some stock, he gave like Hegdish. Vayidekach nishmas tfilosan v'noflu biyodim. Vayidekach Kodesh Baruch Hu listened to his tfilo and it was makuyim. To see if it do a dvar mitzvah, it do a tzokom with your money, are you able to listen to you? Omar Rami Bar Abba. Derech mil v'shino kolshu ma'afigin es ha'yayin. As before we had, if you drink revius of yayin, you shouldn't daven or you shouldn't paskin. So now we're saying if you take a walk and walk a mil, or you take a little nap, a little sleep, that takes away the effect of the wine. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Barabua, lo yishonu ela sheshasa kadei revius. That's only if you only drank a revius of wine. Then we say walking a mill and sleeping a little takes away the effect. Avos shasa yosim revius. But let's say somebody drank more than revius of wine. Then no, then kol shechen shederuch tardosim. If you take a walk, if you walk a mill, if I care, it'll get you knocked out, and you become worse off. Vishina mishachrosi. And if you take a little sleep, it also will make you worse. That doesn't take away the effect of the wine. But then you have to sleep a long time until you wake up by yourself. Said Gemara, but derech mil masigo yain, is it true that if you only drink a revius of yain, you're telling me now walking one mil takes away the effect of the wine? For your tanya, we learned the maisa. And we'll soon see. By the end of the maisa, the Gemara asked the kasha what the question is. So far, we'll just explain now the maisa. For tanya, maisa b'rabbi Gamliel. He was riding on a donkey. He was traveling from Akko to Ziv. He had his Talmud Rabbi Loi that was Mishamishim and was walking in the back of him. Now, while they were walking, Rabbi Gamliel noticed there was a piece of bread on the ground, on the floor. So he told his Talmud Rabbi Loi, go pick up the piece of bread up from the ground. But he didn't tell him he's allowed to eat the bread. He just said, hold it. Then when they were walking down the street, they met a goy. So Rabbi Gamliel told the goy, Mav goy, Mashmi called him by his name. His name was Mav goyim. Tol galuskin halolum, me iloi. Go take this piece of bread that my Talmud here, Eloi, has. Is nitfol Rabbi Loi. So Rabbi Loi came, went over to the goy. And omaloi. So Rabbi Loi asked the goy, Meichinata, from where are you from? Omaloi Mayora Shoburgnan. That's where I came from this city. Omashmecha, what's your name? Mavgoi Ishmeni. My name is Mavgoi. So when Gamliel called him by that name, it was his real name. So Rabbi Loi was astonished, like, how did Gamliel know his name? Is Kolom Yerkircha Rabbi Gamliel Mayoilam? So he asked the guy, did you ever meet up? Do you know Rabbi Gamliel? Like, how come he knew your name? Omaloi Lav. The Nochri said, no, he never saw Rabbi Gamliel before in his life. So the Gemara B'yoseh Sholomadnu Shechivin of Gamliel Ruach HaKodesh. So Rabbi Loi, the Talmud said, at this time I see that my Rebbe has Ruach HaKodesh, and with Ruach HaKodesh he was mechaven to know the right name of this guy. Ushloisha Dvorm Lomadnu B'yoseh Shol. So Rabbi Loi, I learned over three halachas from this Maisa. Lomadnu Shein Mavirin Aloichlin. One halach I learned is if there's food on the floor, you're not allowed to piss over it, you have to pick it up. That you go boss a roiv. In other words, this bread was lost by somebody. We want to know who was the owner of the bread. Now, since most of the people walking down the street are goyim, we know that this bread came from goyish people, Therefore, it's called Tas Akum. That therefore, he didn't eat it. He, Rabbi Gamliel was not mad to Rabbi Loi to eat the bread. He only told him, give it to a goy later on. Fulamadnu, the third chiddush I learned from here was that Shechem Soishel Nochri Achra Pesach Mutabanu. That this meister was right after Pesach, and still he found the bread, and he had hanor from the bread, because by giving the bread to this goy, the goy was like makir toiv, like thank you, gave a thank you to Rabbi Loi, that was like he had hanor from it. And even though it's chometz, a shavuol of a Pesach, but still we say, go bas roiv, and this bread came from a goy, so goy's bread, after Pesach, it's mutu banor. That's what we learned from these halachas, from this meister. So drashi nitpulei Rabbi Loi niskar beis lanochri. If you find bread on the floor, you can't leave it over, you have to pick it up. So he learned three things. How come he didn't let Rabbi Loi eat this bread? His pshat was renamed on stomach is pitin shogoyim. Is mute banor going hoka dika toivas hanor nochri? Is he having hanor? The fact that goy is going to thank you for giving him the bread, still it's mute, because that's the locha, that chometz, shav all of a pesach that belongs to a goy, is thank a mute banor. And that's where we hold the locha. Right. So the Gemara Kivan Shagil Echziv, once over Gamliel came to Keziv, is bo echod lishal al nidroi. Some ayid from that city came out to ask from Gamliel to matter his nether. He made a nether, and he wanted the chokhan to be matter it. So Rav Gamliel told his Talmud Rabbi Loi, "Klum shasin revias yain ho talki. Did I drink a revias of a yain a talki recently? Because if I did drink it, why says then I can't be mataneder, I can't paskin." Omaloi, so Rabbi Loi said, "Hey, yes, Yitzhak just got finished drinking a revias yain. Im kain." So Rav Gamliel said, "If that's so, yitayil achrenu, or yitayil achrenu. Let us take a little walk now." Until the effect of the wine goes away, then I'll be able to mati your nether. V'etayelachreim gimu milim, and they walked for 3 milim. Achegila sulma shel tzura. Till they came to this place, is kivan chegila sulma the tzura. As soon as Rabbi Gamliel came to sulma the tzura, is yarad Rabbi Gamliel menachamor. Rabbi Gamliel got off his donkey. V'nesatef, and he dressed himself and he put a talus around him. V'yoshav, and he sat down. V'hitir loy nidroy. And then he was matter this person's neder. He made a Taras Nedarim. So the Gemara of Aharbe Devorim Lomadlu B'Yisashor. So at the Talmud Rabbi Loi, I learned a lot of things from this Maisa. One thing is Lomadlu Shereviyas Yain Hotalki Mishakir. One thing is that drinking Reviyas Yain makes you shikir, that you're not allowed to paskin. That's why Rabbi Gamliel did not want to paskin until first he walked and made the effect of the wine go away. The Lomadnu Shikar al Yer. Another thing is I learned that a Shikar Taka can't paskin. The Lomadnu Shaderech Mafigur Sayayin. I also learned that if you go on the road, if you walk down the road, that takes away the effect of the Yayin. The Lomadnu, another halacha, Shein Mafir in the Dorim, that when a Chochem is Matar in Eder, he should not be Loi Rochov, not riding, Loi Mahalech, not walking, Loi Oimid, not standing. Elo Yoshev, only sitting. Because that was this Meister, when Gamliel got off the Chamor and sat down when he was Matav Nedim. So the Mar Katoni Mias, we learned from here, Shloisha Milim. A Koponim, it says here, Gamliel walked 3 mil. So this is the stereo we had. At the beginning, we learned, if you only drink Revius wine, if you walk a mil, that takes away the effect. And here we see Rav Gamliel had to walk 3 mil. And for the Gemara, 2 terutzim. 1 teretzis, Shani Yain Hur Talki de Meshacher. 2. I tell you, this wine that he drank, Yain Hotalki, that special wine, this wine made him more shikur. Therefore, he had to walk more than a mil. For the Gemara, if that's true, that this wine made him worse, I have Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Loi Shonu Ela Sheshos Revius. When do we say that if you walk a mil, it's good, if you only drank a Revius of Yain? I will Shosu Yosem Revius. For if somebody drank more than a Revius of Yain, then Fakert, we said, that kol shekain derech todosoi, for surely the walking will make it worse, will make you weak and torrid, and you'll get more shikim. V'shina meshach rosoi, and you're sleeping, a little bit sleep will make you worse off. So how come Rabbi Gamliel took a walk of 3 miles, how does that help you? For saying if you drank more than a revius, like here you're saying this special wine is like more than a revius, it should be, walking shouldn't help you. And for the Gemara, Rochov Shani. Rabbi Gamliel did not walk. Rabbi Gamliel was riding on a chamor. So when you ride on a chamor, that doesn't affect you so much. That's not like walking. And achnami, walking is no good if you drink too much. But riding is okay. So at the Gemara, hashta the yasl hochi, won't you tell me this chilik, that there's a difference between walking and riding, or b'zer the rami barab anamu lakashion. There's no stira to the first halachon. It could be this yain no talki is like regular wine, and all he drank was just a revius of yain. So the question was, before we said if you drink a revius of yain, you only have to walk a mil, and the question was, how come here Rabbi Gamliel walked 3 mil? The Torah says Rabbi Gamliel didn't walk, he was riding. Reichiv shani. So when you ride on a chamor and a chnami, riding 3 mil is like you walked a mil. So it's the exact same sheet as no machlekes. So the Gemara, Eini, V'omer Rav Nachman, Mafir Nedorim, Bein Halach, Bein Oimed, U Bein Rochus. Hey, how come, why did Rav Gamliel Badavka have to sit down? I, Rav Nachman, said you can be made for an Eder, even if you're walking, even if you're standing, and even if you're riding. So why did Rav Gamliel Badavka sit down? And for the Gemara and Echanami Tanoi, if you have to sit down or not. So what? What's the Machlokes? The Ikolaman de Yoma Poischim Becharota. When you want to be Matar and Eder, the Chochim can't just say Mutu Mutloch. He has to find the Charota. The Charota means you have to say, if I would have known this and this would have happened, I would have never made the Neder. In other words, I have Charota, I feel bad that I made the Neder. Rashi says, Poischim Becharota. Tzorech Lechochom Limtsoi Pesach Lishoil. He has to find a Pesach, an answer for the person that wants to take away his Neder. He has to have some type of a pischin pe, some type of an excuse. That if I would have known this and this would happen, I would have never made the neder. That's the pshat for a Pesach. That I find something that if you would have known, you would have never made the neder. So it's as if the neder was betoyis metchila, and you're right to the neder mikora. So you have to find the charota. It says, no, ain't poischim charoto. You don't have to find the charoto. Strashi ain't sorok lefech lebe charoto. El achochem oikroi. The chochem has a koyach to be matter and eder. Afal pi sheinu moiteloi tam akira. Even though it doesn't find any reason for the akira. Now, Rabbi Gamliel saw was the Strashi command the yom poischim. You do have to have a charoto. Lefika chutzvach yishav hadas lechashev eze pesach yimtzuloi. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel had the Badavka sit down to have his mind perfect, a good Yishev Hadas, to find the good Charoto. Mashenken Rav Nachman that says you could be Matan Nedra, if you're standing as a Pshat, you don't have to have a Charoto. You don't need such a Yishev Hadas. So tomorrow, the Yom Rabba Barachon Om Rabbi Yechanan, Mai Posach Le Rabbi Gamliel, Lehu Gavra, what was the Pesach that Rabbi Gamliel said for this person? That the Posach says in Mishle, Yoishboita Kimedakorois Cherif. That sometimes you speak out something, it's like you stab yourself with a sword. V'loshen chachamim merapim. What the chum say, that heals you. What does that mean? That kol haboite, whoever speaks out a neder, says out a neder, is roi ledoikre becherif. He's roi, he should be stabbed with a sword. Elo, what's the yetzah? Sheloshen chachamim merapim. Go and be mata, your neder, that's merapim you. Trashi kol haboite anoy de neder. Is royal doikroy dum dwai, but dumolay mekayim lay. Maybe you won't be mekayim your neder. Vayno pesach. This is the pesach the komolay. Ilu hayisiyaday. If you would have known, shasalimdo. It's not nice to make a neder. V'chayiv misa ato alav. V'shayichayiv misa klum hayisiy neder. V'yomolay heich lay. And the other person said, no, I thought I wouldn't have done it. So that's enough of a pesach. And Allah shechom merap is a trashi shematiru lo nidroy. You did something wrong by making a neder, but you have an etzer out. Go to a chochel and be matter the neder, and you won't be over your issa. Here's the more of item. Omamar, we learned before, v'yein mavir na loichlin. One of the lochas was if you see food on the floor, you have to pick it up, or at least bread. Omar Rab Yechne Meshum Rab Shum Ben Yechoy. Loishonu ala b'doros ha-rishonim. That was only in a generation before. Shein b'nois yischop rutsois d'chshofim. That the Jewish daughters were not Isaac and Kshofim and doing magician, a Kishif. Avo Bederus Achreinim, but now generations, She B'nois Yisrael Prutzes B'Kshofim, that the B'nois Yisrael, the daughters of Yidden, do a lot of Kishif, a lot of magician, is Mavirin, then you're allowed to go over the bread. Because we're afraid that there's some Koyech they have, they can put into the bread, that if you touch it, you'll get hurt, so you're not Mekuyev to pick up the bread.
So the Maratona Shleima Mavirin, if it's true, if you find a whole piece of bread, you should leave it there. Or Bepsisin Ein Mavirin. If you find a piece of bread, on a piece of bread there, the Kishuv don't do anything to it, then you have a din, you're supposed to pick it up. Omle Rabasle Rabashi, for Yapsisin Loyavdin, and by pieces of bread, Kishuv Machas don't do anything to. For Yaksiv, the Posik says, V'tachalaleno Oisi El Ami B'sholei Shoyrim, that the Klayaso did Chatoim, about Sholei Shoyrim means a handful of barley, over Suchei Lechem, and with Tuchei Lechem, with pieces of bread. So you see, they did do like kishuv with pieces of bread. And for the Gemara, the shakli biagrayu, not the pshat, they did the kshofim with it, just they took that for the reward, for their pay, for doing the kishuv, they took the pieces of bread. But really, pieces of bread, they don't do kishuv on. Yeah, so the Gemara writes, Omar Rav Sheshes, Mishum Reb Elozo Ben Azariah, Yochol Ani Liftor Es Kol Olam Kulei Min Adin.